It's Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson. It's Marriage Monday. We're going to talk about friendship and marriage. Can you have a spouse also be a best friend?
Live from our nation's capital, welcome to Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson. An expert on race, religion, and relationships, Dr. Anderson wants to talk to you. Our phone lines are now open. 888-432-7434. And now, please welcome Dr. David Anderson, your bridge-building voice in the nation's capital.
That's me, your bridge-building voice right here in the nation's capital. How in the world are you today? Well, wherever you are, in your kitchen, in your car, maybe in front of your computer or your smartphone, watching me on my socials, thanks a lot for tuning in there. At Anderson Speaks is my handle on all of my social media, including Facebook Live and YouTube Live, where I am right now giving you my sideways peace sign saying thanks for tuning in. And then, of course, on the most listened to Christian talk station on the East Coast, second in the entire country, WAVA, 105.1 FM, right out of Arlington, Virginia, covering all of the DMV. That's D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. Parts of West Virginia and Pennsylvania as well. So thanks a lot again for tuning in on WAVA. And of course, around the world on WAVA.com. Listen, today is Marriage Monday, and we're going to talk about friendship in marriage. The question is, in your opinion, should your spouse be your best friend for a better marriage? Why or why not? Is it possible for your partner to be both a friend and a spouse? And is it wrong that your spouse is not your best friend? If that's your case, give me a call. My phone number is 888-432-7434. Let's bow for a short word of prayer. Heavenly Father, as we always like to do, is kick the show off with prayer and close it with prayer. And thank you for another great week at the top and the start of the week. We just ask that you'd be with us through each episode throughout the week, and be with every one of my listeners wherever they are, whatever they're doing. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Together, everyone said amen and amen. Now, there are a couple other ways you can get a hold of me. You can always go to AndersonSpeaks.com. That's AndersonSpeaks.com. All right, there you can get all kinds of resources that we have available, some of our sponsors, as well as you can always check out the Fashion for Gentlemen if you'd like to make some shirts or some clothing, suits, pants, shoes. Also, some good African seamstress creations for our women as well as men. Again, you can always check it out. Just go to AndersonSpeaks.com, hit fashion. All right. Now, if you want to give me a call today, we're talking about friendship and marriage, and specifically, is it wrong that your spouse is not your best friend? Should your spouse be your best friend? Or is it okay to have a spouse who's your friend, but most of all, your lover, your spouse? Do they always go together? And if not, are there dangers in that? Or are there dangers in your spouse being your best friend as well as your lover, your spouse, the you know, parent to your children, all of it. Is that healthy? Well, I want to hear from you. I want to know what you think about this topic on this Marriage Monday. Tomorrow's Tough Topic Tuesday, followed by Wisdom Wednesday, Theological Thursday, and then open phone in Friday. Anything you want to talk to me about on Friday is fair game, all right? But today is Marriage Monday, and we're talking about friendship and marriage. It's a beautiful thing to have your spouse also be your friend. But should he or she be your best friend? Maybe even your only friend. There's some people that believe that as well. So me and my spouse are besties and onlys, and everybody else are acquaintances. What do you think about that? I'd love to hear your thought on today's topic. My phone number, once again, is 888-432-7434. Also, if you're driving and trying to memorize that number, just remember the word bridge, all right? Some of you may be driving over one even now. That number would be 888-43-BRIDGE. So just remember that acronym, and it may help you, especially for those who can't write the number down. 888, got that easily, 43-BRIDGE. All right. Well, how about we kick the show off with Corey, who's in Upper Marlboro, Maryland. Hello, Mr. Corey. It's Dr. Anderson here. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Dr. Anderson. How you doing?
Oh, I'm alive and grateful. Thank you so much for calling. What are you thinking about on this topic?
So I think it's actually important that your spouse is, you know, your best friend. And I think you have to really define what that means. What is a best friend? And mm-hmm. I think of the word companionship. Mm-hmm. You know, someone who's really there for you, someone who supports you. They may not always agree with you, and you may not always agree with them, but in other words, you have that firm foundation of, hey, I respect this person, mm-hmm. and I value this person as a friend. But I mean, best friends, that's more of like I think an intimate thing in terms of the level of closeness. How much you share with them, how vulnerable you are with the person. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, me and my fiance, she is my best friend.
Okay.
And, you know, we have fun, we joke, we have serious conversations, but we support each other. We respect each other at that level.
Right, right. So she's your best friend, and you think that a spouse should be your best friend as a companion, and that's how you would define best friend as companion. Is that right?
Absolutely. I do think, though, that when you start talking about the opposite sex, that's when things can get a bit murky, because there are some men who have best friends and they are female, of course. Mm-hmm. And I think that's different in the spouse or in the marriage context, because at that point, when you say I do, what you're saying is I'm now committing my life in a covenant with this, I'm talking from the male standpoint, I'm committing my life in a covenant with this woman, and that means that everyone else, they take a back seat in that sense. Doesn't mean mm-hmm. that they don't have access, but they don't have the same access anymore.
Right. So what about if you have a best friend that's a guy, and has been your best friend for 10, 15, maybe even 20 years, and of course, then you start dating this woman. She becomes very close to you and you to her. She becomes your fiance, hopefully your wife. Is that guy still, can he still wear the label as your best friend, or does that label drop now because you got married to a woman?
I think you can still have a male best friend if you're a guy, because there are certain things that men will understand that women won't, and vice versa. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, that level of friendship from the guy's standpoint, I think is actually necessary even in a marriage, because you can, I think you can be held accountable. You know, yes, you tell your wife, you know, everything and that kind of thing. But I just think you need a male voice to keep it balanced.
Gotcha. So you can still have a male best friend and have your wife be your best friend as a female. But you're allowed to still say, hey, look, this is my boy. He's been my best friend before I even knew you. And, you know, of course, you're my priority now, baby, but he's still my best friend. And you'd be okay with that.
I definitely would. And what's funny, though, is that I'm an introvert and my fiance, she's an extrovert. Mm-hmm. So I think that can play into it, because if you have a context, or if you have a situation where one is very isolating in terms of themselves, mm-hmm. they may not have any friends, and yet your spouse is an extrovert,
they got a bunch
then
of
that can put on unnecessary pressure on that person.
Yep.
So it's like you got to have that balance of having somebody there.
There you go. Hey, thanks for kicking it off today, Corey from Upper Marlboro, Maryland. And when I get back, we'll go to Mr. Johnson. He's in Baltimore, Maryland. I also want to come to you, so give me a call while my lines are open. 888-432-7434. We're talking about friendship in marriage. Should your spouse be your best friend? We'll be right back. Have you ever driven through your neighborhood and saw that neighbors had their grass that was way too long? They had all kinds of clovers in the grass, and you're wishing as you drive silently, I wish they would mow their lawn. Well, guess what? Why don't you get them a gift? Call Laser Landscaping and let them cut the lawn for your neighbors. Go to Laser with a Z Landscaping LLC on Facebook, or give them a call if you want them to beautify your lawn. 240-516-4967 for those who live in the Prince George's County and surrounding areas. Their number once again, 240-516-4967. It's Laser Landscaping, or just ask for the owner, Fidel, and make sure you tell Fidel that Dr. Anderson sent you.
If you're anything like me, you see all the division and hostility in the world, and you know that if you just had the right tools, you could make a difference. You could help bring some healing. You could be a bridge builder. Guided by Dr. David Anderson and the Gracism Global Team, I learned how to live and lead by becoming a positive solution in a world that's dealing with such negative problems. I went from feeling overwhelmed to being empowered, from being a bystander to becoming a bridge builder. Dr. Anderson has taken the principles of Gracism around the world, helping corporations, ministries, nonprofits, and government leaders grow in their ability to bridge the deepest divides of color, class, and culture. Through Gracism Global's coaching and certifications, you can gain the confidence and skills to bring change right where you are. Whether for you or your whole organization, we're here to help you bring the power of racism into your life and leadership today. Visit GracismGlobal.com and join us on this transformative journey. We're not just fighting against racism, we're building a world of Gracism.
It's Marriage Monday. Call us with your questions about marriage and relationships. Now here's your host, Dr. David Anderson.
That's me, Dr. David Anderson, live right here in the nation's capital. I am the pastor of Bridgeway Community Church in Columbia, Maryland. That's bridgeway.cc. I'm also this radio talk show host for this show. I started, believe it or not, I guess it was 14 years ago, friends. That's right, in March of 2010. And here we are in the spring of 24? Thank God I'm still living. Thank God we still get to connect and talk with one another. And we kicked the show off all the way back then with Marriage Mondays. That's the first show we ever did. And here we are still trying to help you and help me and help each other keep our marriages strong and healthy. A big hello to Helen Taylor on my Facebook Live page and Teresa Wilson, who says, praise the Lord, Dr. Anderson. My spouse is my best friend. We have been married for over 35 years. Well, congratulations. That's a long time to be with one person. Now listen to me talking. Yeah, this spring, Amber and I will celebrate 33 years of marriage. We're still kicking it, y'all. What about you? You doing okay? How are things going with your spouse? Would you say your spouse is your best friend? I'm not saying they have to be, by the way. I'm asking the question and setting the table of conversation. So, you know, whenever somebody asks a should a question, you know, should do this, should you that, it's kind of setting you up a little bit. So I am asking a set you up question. Should your spouse be your best friend, right? And tell me why or why not. I'm not saying that they should or should not. I want to hear from you and what your thoughts are. So give me a call while my lines are open. My phone call is 888-432-7434. And a little later in the show, I'll give you the three reasons why your spouse shouldn't be your best friend, according to a published article at the Business Insider. So not necessarily a Christian source, but I still want to see what are y'all saying over there, you know, in the business world. So I'm going to get to you on it. All right. But let me give you my number and go to Mr. Johnson. My phone number is 888-432-7434. All right. Let's go to Mr. Johnson, who is in Baltimore, Maryland. Hello, Mr. Johnson. It's Dr. Anderson here. How are you, sir?
Good afternoon, Dr. Anderson. I, first of all, would like to thank you for your ministry. I've listened to you quite a while.
And
congratulations on your anniversary coming up.
Oh, well, thank you, sir.
I would apologize. I would apologize to you and your and the radio audience because I perhaps it was Wisdom Wednesday or Friday I should have called, but it does have to do with the desire to be married.
Okay.
And I'm trying to understand my own mind over and against what Yahweh has revealed to us in His Word.
Okay.
I am a real believer. I lived for 5 years, that is, I lived through the pandemic with an unbeliever, an unequal yoke, and it was a sinful relationship. We were not married. I repented of this and put this away, this relationship away, but I fell deeply in love with. I have put away all the sin that went along with this. But the problem, Dr. Anderson, that I have and I'm wondering about is I wanted to marry this individual. And as you make a separation, you know, we work on our relationship with Jesus the Christ mm-hmm. between him and ourselves. And it's not our business what's going on with him and another individual. But he made clear, be not unequally yoked.
Okay.
That I understand. Now, if you say, Lord, I love this person, and as your son interceded and prayed for me, so do I pray for this individual. We will not live immorally together anymore, but I'm holding out for you to answer my prayer that I may have this individual as my marital companion. Am I sinning and asking God to forgive? Now, It does seem selfish.
Go ahead and get the whole
question.
Go ahead and get the whole question out.
Okay. Now, I am holding my breath. You know, there's no guarantee that this other individual will become a believer. But I have determined that, you know, I love this individual. Mm-hmm. That other individual loves me.
Right. So what's your question specifically?
Is it a sin to ask God to bless your union? In other words, I would like to marry this individual, but I'm not going to make a move until I know that it is something that will be blessed.
Okay.
So to go on and marry an unequal yoke is to act in disobedience, is it not? It doesn't matter that I love the individual.
Yeah.
It is disobedience, and that's what I'm asking you.
Well, it sounds like you already... Let me go ahead and respond to you.
Okay.
It sounds like you already have the answer and you already know that marrying an unbeliever is not God's design or desire for you. But it's not wrong for you.
So that means that's to stop praying.
Nope. Let me finish. And it doesn't mean that your desire and your prayers for this individual to come to know the Lord so that they can be your spouse, that is not a bad prayer. That is not a wrong prayer. I would keep praying it. It sounds like you're in the right space. And that space is, I want this woman. I love this woman, but she's not saved. Lord, please save her. So she comes into a relationship with you. And Lord, please make her my wife, because I think we could really do well together as one for you.
Yes, yes. You hit the nail right on the head. So all I can do right now is pray, and I have great confidence in our Lord as it pertains to the answer of prayer. As a matter of yep. fact, I believe I still called on the wrong day, but the fact that I got through means
that's all right.
I'm on the track.
Hey, I took your call, and he used
me to answer my prayer.
I took your call, and I believe that the Lord is just wanting to affirm you. You made a big decision when you repented and got your life right. And God will honor that. Just keep praying that God puts people in her life whereby she can come to know the Lord. All right? God bless you. Thanks for calling, Mr. Johnson.
Dr. Anderson, I love you. Praise the Lord for your ministry and keep on keeping on.
Amen. God bless you. Love you back. And, you know, it's probably difficult because she was a friend. She is a friend. And y'all probably were very connected as friends and companions. But yeah, you don't want to cross that line and marry her when she doesn't know Christ. But guess what? God's desire for her to come to know Christ is even greater than yours. And he desires that we come to repentance. And so that's his heart. So you are in alignment with the Lord, praying and hoping and desiring and influencing her to make that decision to surrender and submit her life to him. All right, let's go to Gregory. Gregory is in Springfield, Virginia. Hi, Mr. Gregory. It's David Anderson.
That's me.
How are you, sir?
David Anderson. I'm doing just marvelous, my good man. How about you?
Man, I'm alive and grateful.
I'm grateful.
Yes, sir. Yes,
amen.
Sir. Yeah,
I'm glad
you got through. What are you thinking today?
I'm just thinking, you know, I heard you about you and your wife, 33 years.
Can you believe that?
Yeah, well, I'm celebrating come April 24th.
Mm-hmm.
A happy wife is a happy life, and I've got 53 years.
53 years. Hang on. 53 years in a row to the same person?
Amen. I tell you this, Dr. Anderson, I was blessed. Good Lord blessed me with a woman who loves me.
Mm.
And I put her through, and I'll spell it with capital H-E-L-L.
Mm.
She stuck with me through thick and thin. I was gone. I was in. I was out. I was drinking. I was doing everything I couldn't do.
Mm-hmm.
And she held in there, and, you know, she kept our marriage together.
Man, that's a good wife right there.
So,
that's a good wife.
Amen. I tell you what, Amy, yes, she is. She is just amazing. I just, you know,
wow.
With all my heart, I love her.
Would you say she was your best friend?
She is my best friend. Yes.
Amen
to
that.
My best friend, my wife, my lover.
Oh, man. Well, thanks for calling and encouraging so many other people, because 53 years is no joke. How old were you when you got married?
I was 24. She was 18.
Look at that. Wow, that just sounds.
I took her right out of her diapers.
Look at that! My goodness, and you know, one day she's gonna be changing yours. So you made a good choice, my friend. So God bless you, man.
Hey, well, listen, I like to say, pass it on to all.
Amen.
Every man should remember a happy wife is a happy life. And I tell you what, I'll keep her as happy as I can.
I heard that. My goodness. Well,
amen.
Thank you, Mr.
Nice
Gregory.
Talking to you.
Good talking to you as well. Well, what a good example. You just got to love the joy in his laughter and in his voice. Let's go to Jeffrey. Jeffrey's in Alexandria, Virginia. Hi, Mr. Jeffrey. It's Dr. Anderson here. How are you, sir?
Hello, Dr. Anderson. Enjoy the show. And this is only the second time I'm calling in, but I just wanted to make a quick comment about the question today.
Thank you, sir. What are you thinking?
So in the beginning of my marriage of 36 years now, my lovely wife, Brenda, I don't think we were best friends when we met, and even after six or eight months or a year of knowing each other, but we became best friends as the marriage developed. So I think it's very important to understand. I had some girlfriends before I was married that I considered really good friends.
Right.
But I never saw that going to be working out as a long-term relationship. We were great friends at a young age, but I think it's something that develops over time of discipline and God in your life and the Holy Spirit working in your lives. So I did have the pleasure of, or the privilege, better word, of meeting my wife and Jesus Christ in the same moment. So that was a huge thing for me.
Wow!
I did not know the Lord before I met my wife, but I saw her filled with the Holy Spirit, and
amen.
My feet could not stop.
My man, I'm going to stop you right there only because I got a break in 8 seconds. I'll be right back. Thank you, sir.
All right.
Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson. Welcome to the second half of the program. We are talking about friendship in marriage, and should your spouse be your best friend? In your opinion, why or why not? Is it possible for your spouse to be your best friend and your spouse at the same time? Or is it even wrong that your spouse is not your best friend? If you are hanging out with your best friend from high school, and you guys have been best friends for a long time, or you gals have been best friends for a long time, then you find someone romantically, fall in love, they become your priority relationship. But do you have to drop the best friend title from the person that had been your best friend all those years? Jocelyn Davis writes on my Facebook page, my best friend goes back 20 years. If I was married, my husband would be my friend, not best. And definitely would need to understand the dynamics of the relationship between me and my best friend. Well, what do y'all think about that? A big hello to Margaret Mary on my YouTube live page as well. If you want to give me a call, you have a thought about best friends in marriage, can you be, should you be, is it okay if you're not, give me a call. My phone number is 888-432-7434. Go ahead and put that in your contacts, and then you don't have to search for it or try to write it down when you hear me say it. The number again is 888-432-7434. You can also remember the word bridge, 888-43-BRIDGE. All right. Now, one book, it's a new book called The Other Significant Others, not necessarily a Christian book. It's been, you know, reported in the Business Insider. And the author basically says that centering your life around friendships rather than solely romantic partners won't just make you happier. It'll safeguard you from loneliness if you split up. Now, I'm not so excited about that concept because basically that's defense. I'm going to have other friends, so if I split up, I won't be left lonely. That's a terrible, terrible way to think about marriage. Guess what? I want to be with you for the rest of my life, but just in case, I'm going to build some other friends. Oh, yeah, that ain't the purpose of marriage. Who's writing this book? But, you know, there's another point that the person is making in the book that, you know, it's not been this way in most of history. Viewing partners as best friends is relatively a new phenomena over the past 50 years. Historically, people found some of their greatest emotional intimacy in their same-sex friendships, partly because they weren't expecting to find that in marriage, which had been more of a practical relationship. Again, so what? I mean, you know what? It's 50 years. It's a new phenomenon. Well, guess what? Yes, marriage, as we all know, leave it to Beaver and sort of the generations in the past, you know, a man and a woman could be married and really not have any kind of marriage. You know, and so, you know, the question is, do you want a marriage? Not how long have you been married only. There's some people who've been married 50 years or 30 years or whatever, and they're married, but they don't necessarily have a marriage. And could a part of that be the fact that friendship has been lost? Well, I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. 888-432-7434. Now, she does make one point I do like. She says, having high expectations of a partner to be your best friend, closest family member, and a hot lover can create more conflict in your relationship, especially if you're always around each other. But investing in community actually strengthens your bond to your partner. Though that part I do agree with. In fact, I think that you need a multiplicity of relationships to meet a multiplicity of needs that you have as an individual. And I think it's wrong to expect your spouse to meet all of your needs. You're too complex, and your spouse is not equipped to meet every need that you have. And so that's why God gives us relationships. That's why God gives us community. But your spouse should also be your priority relationship, but not your only relationship. And so especially when you're dealing with same-sex relationships, meaning I'm a guy and I have a guy friend or guy friends, they'll have to adjust when I say I'm getting married. They'll know that this now becomes my priority relationship. And not just with friends, but also with family, right? You grew up with your family, so they know you better than anybody else. You've been with them for 20 years, maybe 30 years. Now you're going to marry somebody that you've known for 3 or 5 years. Well, of course, the parents and the siblings are going to have a much longer horizon of relationship with you than the new person. However, when you marry that new person that you've fallen in love with or that you've committed to bond with, guess what? They take the priority relationship. And so therefore you leave your father and mother and you cleave to your spouse, your wife, or your husband. And then for the rest of your lives, you are becoming one. You are having relations together and maybe having kids together, building a life together. And so the question then becomes, once you make that shift and you start building your life with this other person, is it still okay to have the prior friendships as best friends or you know, maybe you meet somebody else at the job or maybe you meet some people at the church and you become closer to them? Is it okay? And what should govern those friendships, right? So I'd love to talk to you more about it. I am going to run to my commercial break, but my lines are open. My phone number is 888-432-7434. This is Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson, and I'll be right back.
Have you ever listened to Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson and wondered how we come up with heartfelt discussions on Marriage Mondays or engaging topics on Tough Topic Tuesdays? Well, our listeners are our inspiration. We would love to keep hearing from you. So if you have an idea for the show, let us know, because comprehension begins with conversation. Send us your ideas by sending an email to info@andersonspeaks.com and join the conversation on Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson.
Want more Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson? You can now catch Dr. Anderson's half-hour radio highlight show on Saturdays at 3 p.m. right here on WAVA 105.1. You'll enjoy recent conversations he's had with callers to this show. Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson, Weekend Edition, Saturday, 3 p.m. on WAVA. Check it out. For more information about Dr. Anderson, visit andersonspeaks.com.
To be encouraged, or do you know someone that needs encouragement? Dr. David Anderson has compiled his sermon series, Be Encouraged, into a book which will be sure to encourage yourself and others. For a donation in any amount, we'll send you a signed copy of the book. To make your donation, visit andersonspeaks.com, click on the donate button, and we'll send you your copy today.
Talk with Dr. David Anderson. One person on my Facebook page says, I think there are different types of best friends. As a female, I am sure I would want my husband to be one of my best friends, but I would need a woman best friend as well to be able to get advice and guidance to be a better wife. Not that I would not want to be completely honest with my husband, but there are things you need to discuss with someone to protect your husband and marriage. Thank you very much. My number here is 888-43-BRIDGE. Do you think that you can have your spouse as your best friend? Is it okay to have a best friend other than your spouse? And if they are your best friend and they're not your spouse, can you talk about your spouse with your best friend? Is there a code? Is there an honor? You know, I have a code and an honor with my wife, right? So I don't talk negatively to anybody else about my wife, nor does she talk negatively about me to other other people about our marriage. At least I don't think she does. No, has she been talking to y'all? Have you heard her on the air? Yeah, maybe that's why I kicked her off Marriage Mondays after the first couple of years. Just kidding, of course, never kicked her off. In fact, we're going to have her back maybe in year 15 just to say hi to y'all. Don't y'all miss her? I miss her. We used to have a good time. I'm looking forward to a marriage retreat for our Ignite Marriage Ministry. They have a retreat on Saturday the 27th, and Amber and I are going to be there, and we're excited about that. So if you are part of Bridgeway or you just want to be a part of that retreat, I'm sure you can find it if you go to bridgeway.cc/events. All right, let's go to Alexandria, Virginia again, and this time we're talking to Brenda, who's on the line. Hello, Miss Brenda. It's Dr. Anderson. How are you today?
Hi, Dr. Anderson. I'm fine.
Thanks for calling.
I did a couple of things. I agree. I have my best girl. We've been friends since we were 11 years old. So we've been friends forever, it seems like. My husband and I, which actually he called in earlier, we've been married 36 years. And you have to have that girl time. Just like he has to have that guy time, but he is my best friend because I not only need him with daily talk, I need him for the pillow talk. So with that, he's my best. All the information that he knows me better than anyone.
Right.
All the secrets in the pillow talk and the daily walk we share with one another. And I think the verse in the Bible talks about how can two walk together and let's say agree. So for me, my man is my baby.
So and, your man is your best friend. He is your best friend.
My man is my best friend.
Yeah. And so then would you say that that friend from age 11 is still your best friend, like your best female friend?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And like you said, you know, we don't talk bad about our husbands because that's a different intimate relationship that we can't fill in each other because we're friends.
Right.
But yes, it's very important to be on one accord with your spouse.
Yeah. Good. Good. So, hey, well, thanks for chiming in today from Alexandria. So was that your husband, Jeffrey, that called earlier?
That was my man.
That was your man because both from Alexandria, Virginia. You know, he called in and said, she's my best friend. So are y'all talking to each other about being your best friends? And you said, let's call Dr. Anderson and tell him.
No, he was on the phone and it's like, what are you doing? And it's like, okay. So and it's like, well, the whole thing about the pool talk and the daily
walk. So sweet. See,
yeah.
Make sure you go kiss him on the cheek or something. That's all I can say on WAVA. But I'm glad both of y'all are on today.
That's what keeps our marriage going.
There
the one
go.
Thing is, kiss passionately at least once every day. It keeps it going.
Nice. All right. You're giving some marriage advice, too. I like it, Miss Brenda. I hear you. All right. Y'all go ahead and warm it up over there in Alexandria, and we'll catch you later.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Oh, I love the show, y'all. Okay, let's go to Gina in Largo, Maryland. Hi, Miss Gina. How are you today?
Hi, Dr. Anderson. How are you doing?
Doing very well. Welcome to the show. What are you thinking?
Thank you. This is my thought on this topic. I don't have a female best friend because too many stories about female best friends going away with, you know, the husband. So, and there's just too much complication with that relationship. Of having another best friend. My husband is my best friend. Everybody else is a good friend, a close friend, or a friend.
I see.
So that's that's the way I see it.
Okay.
And keeping
the ladies away. You're keeping the ladies away from your husband.
Keeping the ladies away is very helpful. It has helped a whole lot of people. And I've seen a lot of people, you know, marriages have fallen apart because they had the best friend that went off, started having a relationship with their husband without them knowing, and then they find out the marriage is, you know. So I don't keep best friends. My best friend is my husband. Jesus is my best friend. Then my husband is the second best friend I have. Everybody else is a good friend and a close friend. Yeah, that's it.
Gotcha. Well, you know what? I appreciate you saying that. I'm sure that draws some really clear boundaries and lines that helps keep the marriage protected. So thank you so much, Miss Gina. Okay.
You're welcome.
All right. Let's go to Brian. He's in Washington, D.C. Hello, Mr. Brian. It's Dr. Anderson here. How are you?
Oh, how you doing, Dr. Anderson, man? It's a pleasure to be able to talk to you. I'm a first-time caller, but I've been listening to you for years.
Thank you, sir.
And I'm thinking about the question.
First time.
Me personally, I think that...
There you go. That's for the first-time caller.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, I personally think that my wife should be my best friend, first and foremost.
Uh-huh.
Because that was the reason why I got murdered, because she became my best friend.
Right.
You know? And I still have men friends, but I could tell my wife any and everything about me.
Right, right.
And she won't judge me.
Mm.
You know what I mean? She won't accept me. And then if all my friends are now, well, my close friends, guys that I really call my close, they are my wife's friend now.
Uh-huh. Okay. So you have friends that are your wife's friends,
man,
too.
Yes, my friends have become my wife friends.
Uh-huh, that's good. That's good. Excellent.
Yeah.
And what about her?
You know, all her friends,
yeah.
We talk about anything and everything.
Uh-huh, good.
You know what I mean? Yeah. We have no problem. We don't judge each other. You know, and I think it's like a group it's like therapeutic for each of us.
Understood.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, understood.
Yeah, and see, I'm in the field of mental health. And I've been doing it for 35 years, so mm-hmm. that helps a whole lot as well.
Oh, I'm sure it does. Hey, well, listen, thank you for chiming in. Thank you for calling in after listening all those years. You got to call in and get through, and I appreciate you, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you, man. God bless you, man, and keep doing what you're doing, sir.
You got it. God bless you back. That's Brian from Washington, D.C. So most of you, for the most part, have said your spouse should be or is your best friend, or your fiance, as Corey said, is his best friend. We even had one caller say they've been married for 53 years. He married his wife when he was 24. She was 18, and they're still kicking it even to this day. And then Miss Brenda says her best girlfriend since age 11 is still her best girlfriend, but her husband is her best friend because she needs something she doesn't get with her girlfriend, and that is pillow talk. She says also kiss passionately at least once a day. That keeps the marriage going. So that's good news. And then her husband called in even earlier talking about that she was his best friend. So both of them got on the air today. Both of them called today. That's really pretty cool, from Alexandria, Virginia. So praise the Lord. Now, when I get back, I am going to talk to you just about the contrasting role of a spouse and a best friend. Is there a difference between the two? Is there a role for one or the other, or are they both in the same role? So we'll talk about that when we get back in just a couple of minutes. So don't you go anywhere. This is Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson. And I still have time to take maybe a couple more calls if you want to slide in right now. 888-43-BRIDGE. We'll be right back. Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson. Studies have shown that couples who consider each other their best friend tend to have more satisfying and enduring relationships. What's the difference? Well, let's define the role of a spouse. A spouse plays a unique and multifaceted role in your life, and they're your rock, your emotional support, your companion, your intimate one. And your spouse is the person you build your life with, making important decisions together and nurturing a deep sense of trust and commitment. Being a spouse entails the level of responsibility that goes beyond what a best friend offers, because it requires dedication and compromise and a willingness to prioritize the relationship even during challenging times. Now, in contrast, the unique bond of a best friend is someone who shares your joys and sorrows, your dreams and fears. They are your go-to person when you need some advice, you need a shoulder to lean on, someone to simply laugh with. Best friends are often ones who have a shared history with you, a level of understanding that allows them to connect with you deeper, and they provide a sense of belonging and create an atmosphere of unwavering support. So they're a supportive friend who you lean on, right? And so I think it's important to understand that you can have that with another person, but those that are best friends with their spouse tend to have a more satisfying and enduring relationship, according to studies. But there are some challenges of being a spouse and a best friend. It can become easy for one role to overpower the other, leading to a loss of individuality or neglecting the importance of maintaining outside friendships. And managing the challenge of being a spouse and best friend requires open communication and a willingness to adapt and grow as individuals and as a couple. And so, in other words, let me put it in everyday language instead of just from articles and stuff. Bottom line is, you can smother one another. Okay. If you're trying to create both roles all the time. So I think outside friendships can be very helpful to the relationship. And there are studies that have shown people who have been married a long time, some of them have said the reason they've been married a long time is because they've actually had outside interests, outside relationships that build into them so they can be a better spouse, as opposed to a 24/7, being best friend, and being spouse and not having any other friends. Bottom line, there has to be a balance, right? And so the cool thing about relationships is they're all different based on personalities, wants, needs, desires, and there's no right answer here, whether historically having a spouse as a friend was a historical thing or not. The reality is, in different cultures and in different households and in different personalities, different countries, you know what? It's all going to be different, age differences. And so it's not a rule that it has to go one way. You've got to find out what works well for you, your relationship with the Lord, your relationship with one another, and healthy relationships that are not between the two of you as one and all that. It's going to be a little bit different depending on the people. So there you have it today. That's what we've talked about, friendship and marriage, and I can't wait to be with you again tomorrow on Tough Topic Tuesday. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you that you are our best friend of all. And we ask that those who are married would find deep friendship with the ones they're married to as well. Give us wisdom along the way. We pray it all in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Father, help your children and don't let them fall by the side of the road and teach them to love one another.